Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're continuing our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
He chose, talking about Moses, he chose rather to suffer affliction, to suffer the affliction with the people of God. He wanted to be identified with the people of God rather than to be identified with the Egyptians, which is in the Bible, it talks about the world. So there's the world and there's God's people. And he wanted to be identified with God's people instead of the world. He, even though he knew there was going to be some rough times ahead, he chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Literally, it says, than to have temporary enjoyment of sin. That pleasures of sin for a season literally means a temporary enjoyment of sin. Do you know that sin does provide pleasure and enjoyment? Our flesh feeds on that, but it's only temporary, and it's only for a season. As those people who went out Friday night and Saturday night, they closed the bar down, they got drunk, and now they're hanging their head in the toilet this morning. It sure was fun last night. Sure was fun, but it ain't fun right now. Again, that's just a silly example, but you get the idea. The Bible says the pleasures of sin, it's for a season. It doesn't last. It doesn't last. Truly for a season. And then verse number 26. Esteeming the reproach. The word esteem is an important word. It's that word to consider, to take in account, to take it all in. It just wasn't a flippant decision. You know, you just put your finger in your mouth and see where the wind blows, you know, which way the wind to carry you. You know, I guess I'll go that direction. No, the word esteem means he took careful thought in considering the reproach of Christ. The word reproach means suffering of Christ. Now stop for just a moment, and I want you to think. Put on your thinking caps. Christ has not yet come into the world, not been born, okay? But the Bible tells us he esteemed the reproaches of Christ. Where did he hear about Christ? They didn't have a Bible. There was no Bible. Matter of fact, Moses wrote the first five books of the Bible. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, the Pentateuch. He wrote those books. There was no Bible. There was no written word. Where in the world did he learn about Christ? I'm here to tell you he learned it from his mama. You're crazy. The sovereignty of God would allow Moses to come back to a godly mother who's a Hebrew. And Jochebed would teach Moses who the God of Abraham was, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, and would teach him at her knee, so to speak, while she's raising. Because remember, Egyptian had multiple gods, many, 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 many gods. And he's raised in that atmosphere. After he leaves mama's house, he goes to the palace. He got his Bible teaching from mama. Mama, daddy, that's a great example for us to teach our kids. Don't just let the preacher teach them. They need it 7 days a week, not 1 hour a week or 2 hours a week, whatever the case may be. He knew something about Christ. Isn't that he learned it from his mother. And I have this note. Remember, she nursed Moses and she raised him. She would tell Moses of the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. So Moses knew of Christ. I can just imagine Jochebed telling Moses about Abraham taking Isaac up. Don't you know these stories were passed down? Father Abraham, Moses, listen to me. Our father Abraham, our great, 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 great grandfather, everywhere that would be. He took his son Isaac, his only son, he took him up to Mount Moriah and he went to sacrifice him. But God delivered. I could just imagine Jochebed telling him all these stories. And as she said, he pointed to Christ, that we were going to have a deliverer one day. And this got ingrained in Moses' life. Preacher, you're crazy. I'm glad you said that. In John chapter, Moses knew of Christ. Jesus is talking to the Pharisees. In John chapter 5, verse 46, Jesus would make this statement. Had you believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me. Moses knew who Christ was, and Jesus even said that in the book of John. If you would have believed Moses, you would have believed me because he wrote of me. Well, and again, I don't want to be redundant, but where did Moses hear about Christ? I'm here to tell you. Now, all this was before the burning bush, by the way. He hadn't gone to Pharaoh. He considered this. He's about to go to Pharaoh. Remember, he appeared, Moses is, remember the story? Man, I got so many. A wonderful story about Moses. There was a bush out there. He's out there tending his father-in-law's sheep. Probably just thinking, man, one day I'd like, I wonder if he's thinking about, I'm just being silly. But boy, wasn't it nice having some prime rib again? You know, and all that good food I had back at Pharaoh said, I'm out here eating sheep. Or whatever, you know, whatever he eats. Anyway, he sees a bush out, and it's not going out. It catches attention. Well, man, that's interesting. I've never seen that before. I've been out here 40 years. I've never seen a bush that just keeps burning. It ain't consumed. Just keep burning, burning. Sure, it's going to burn out. He goes up to the bush, and somebody speaks to him. Moses, take off your shoes. Why? Because you're on holy ground. Wow. Changed Moses' direction in life. And he said, I want you, Moses, you're going to deliver my people out of Egypt. And Moses said, well, remember Moses made an excuse. He said, I can't talk. I just stutter. I can't talk right. You know, he said, well, take Aaron. He'll be your mouthpiece. But you'll notice Aaron never said a word. After that, God gave Moses the ability, whether he could or couldn't, he made an excuse. I don't know, neither here nor there. But he said, who am I to go to Pharaoh and tell him that who sent me? My people, how are they going to listen to me? You tell them that I am sent you. Remember that? Great statement. God said, you tell them I sent you, the great I am. And that's the story of Moses. And he goes to Pharaoh, and we, real quick, let me say, he goes to Pharaoh and let my people go. You're crazy, you know. And anyway, long story, the plagues start coming and things start happening, and Pharaoh starts, you know, things happen. Anyway, he gets to the 10th. Well, let me finish this up. Verse number 27, by faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured. The word endured literally means that he persevered. But we could learn as Baptist people, or any believer today, we ought to learn from that word, persevere. So many of us throw up the white flags and we quit. But he endured. He persevered. He refused to quit. He said he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Who is him? Who's invisible? God. He knew who God was. Not only through his mama, but through that burning bush. He knew who God was. And then we get verse number 28. Through faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. And you remember, this is the 10th plague. Remember the water, the snakes and the water and all the bugs and the frogs. And there was a great message. One of them great preachers, the old preached years ago, said, another night with the frogs. Some of you older men might know them. R.G. Lee, I think, preached another light. He preached Payday Someday. One of them great preachers, another night with the frogs. You know, and there was lice and all these different problems of that. The 10th one was the one that broke their back, the firstborn. The death angel would come through, and God told Moses, you tell the people that I want you to take that first, the lamb, and you put the blood on the lintel and on the doorpost. And by the way, most of you know, that's the shape of the cross. It represented the cross, the blood. And when I see the blood, I will pass over. What was true some 3,000-4,000 years ago is true today. That blood still must be applied. When I see the blood, I'll pass over you. And this is what I was talking about, the death angel came through. And the Israelites had the blood applied. The Egyptians did not, and they lost their firstborn, their eldest. And even in Pharaoh's house, it was untouched. And the Bible tells us, you read in Exodus, that was wailing, W-A-I-L-I-N-G, throughout all the land as it had never been heard before. Can you imagine people waking up the next morning? Ah! Ah! Every household, even Pharaoh's household, somebody get Moses!
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.